Hey everybody, it's Sean from Potato Salad Marmalade. This week's episode is fun, as always, but there are some topics that may be a little too sensitive for young ones' ears. This week we discuss mental health for children and adults. It doesn't mean that we say it in an adult way or in a way that children can't comprehend, but we wanted to offer everyone an opportunity to hear us out. Kids do get to discuss their mental health and well-being, generalized anxiety, ADHD, but also in this instance, autism spectrum disorder. All this and more this week on Potato Salad Marmalade.
Big fluff.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Potato
Salad
Laid. On this week's show, Carter and I are going to explore a topic we've never talked about before: losing. Not everyone wins all the time. Not everyone can be the best. Sometimes you have to take a knock. You have to be set back. Sometimes you're not going to be a number one. And this week, I felt that way. And I'm willing to share those emotions with everyone on this week's episode. Carter, you're here for me, right?
Uh-huh.
Best feeling ever. And I'm glad that I have you as my co-host and my BFF.
I'm there for you, Dad, and I'll always be there for you, Dad.
You're the best, buddy. Makes me feel good to know that I have someone in my life that's so supportive. And it makes it easy to know that all the hard work that we do on the show every week is well worth it. So, we're going to talk about losing, but in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about something a little bit more upbeat. You know what that is, buddy?
What is it?
It's playdates.
Yay!
We're going to talk about our favorite playdates of all time and those ones that make us smile. Is there somewhere special that we've gone that we'd like to go back to? Or is there a special memory that we've made? But we're going to talk about them in the second half of the show of this week's Potato
Salad
Laid.
Kick it.
Salad Marmalade. I am Sean.
And I'm Carter.
And we are the two handsomest hosts in podcast history. There's no one out there better than he and I. No doubt.
No doubt about it.
This week we wanted to talk a little bit about something that is hitting home today. It is losing. Sometimes we as people don't come out on top in certain situations, and it's difficult to deal with, and for a variety of reasons, it hurts, it's painful, and it stings. Regardless of grown up or little kid, it could be a game of double dutch, you could be picked last, you could lose a girlfriend or a boyfriend, a parent or grandparent could pass away. There's a litany of things that could happen, but losing stings.
Yep.
It's painful.
Mm-hmm.
It never feels good.
Wait, you can't technically feel pain.
No, you can. It's been proven scientifically that pain makes you sick. You can actually become sick from too much pain. The process of feeling pain can actually make you unwell. Did you know that?
No.
People being severely arthritic body parts can get very unwell from them. So, instance, though, let's talk about losing. I know in your life, you've lost this stuff before. You've lost, and this is a really prime example that's very important, you've lost friends. I've also lost friends. One of my closest friends is no longer in my life. He left right before you were born.
Oh.
And that was very sad for me.
Who was he?
It was my friend, John.
Oh.
And not to be sad, he was one of my best friends, but that was a choice that he made. And what does that mean? Well, I celebrate how happy we were and the fun times we had together, the great times we had going to New York Mets games or New York Red Bulls games or the concerts we went to together. But unfortunately, that no longer happens. What do you do when you feel hurt? What would you do, Carter?
I'll try my best to calm myself down.
And how do you do that?
Don't know.
Well, what I like to do is simple. It involves meditation and mindfulness. The moment I start to become overwhelmed with those feelings of hurt or despair, I take a step back. I pause a moment. I close my eyes, and wherever I am, I stop. I sit down. I put my feet on the floor so I can feel grounded. I put my hands on my knees. Maybe I close my eyes then and not before. I take a deep breath, and I feel safe. And I say to myself, hey, you're okay. This is going to pass. Because sometimes that feeling, that anxiety that we build up, feels bigger or makes a situation feel larger than it is. Losing a person from your life is painful. How about losing an event? Have you ever lost something that meant a lot to you or that you were excited to win only to have that taken away, like a competition?
Yes. A Pokemon tournament.
Oh, wow. What happened there?
I was literally in the finals about to win when my friend literally strikes me out in the game and I kind of got a little mad.
Was it painful?
Yes.
Emotionally, I'm sure it was very upsetting.
A lot.
So everyone can get upset when they lose at something, even a Pokemon tournament. So you understand the concept of losing.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how big or small in someone's head a competition may be, or a life moment it may be, loss is never fun. It's what they would call pervasive. It goes across all elements of life, big like me or small like you, my friend. What do you think if you lost the World Cup? How do you think you would feel?
Terrible.
Terrible. How do you feel for Spain? Spain yesterday, one of the top teams in the world, had 75% of the ball possession in the match. Could not score for the whole match, then extra time, and then lost on penalty kicks, 3-0.
Oof. That must have sucked. Wait, didn't Iran get out?
Yes.
Also, I find it kind of odd. I think Iran is hosting a lawsuit against America for changing up the letters to make it say Iran. I don't think they did that.
No, they removed the logo from the center of the flag. Islamic Republic. I don't remember. Goodness, no, I don't know. Anyway, that's terrible of me. Terrible of me. Terrible, like Charles Barkley would say.
Terrible.
Terrible. And I know we're being severely... Terrible. This is like the episode that everyone tuned in for happiness. They're like, oh, they're back after Thanksgiving. I miss them so much. And they're like, Sean is being so serious right now. So allow me to say fart.
Fart.
So...
Can I talk about one that I hate?
Yeah.
Didn't like?
Yeah.
My ADHD report card.
Okay, we can talk about that.
I had feelings about that, and I kind of didn't like it.
Okay, can I go into a little bit more detail so it doesn't come out of nowhere?
Yes.
Okay, so Carter was having some trouble in school with attentiveness and distractiveness and some ability with his work. Now, Carter is extremely bright. If you've listened to the show for all this time, if you know us in real life, dude is a rocket scientist. But the problem was it wasn't translating to schoolwork. And they were concerned about that, and as we were too. So, obviously got the test done, and this is where we are now. So, Carter, go ahead.
So, it came back, and I did learn I had ADHD, but I got more upset when I found out I had autism. And technically, I'm 1 in 4 of people. 1 in 4 people are disabled. Autism is a disability, which means I have a disability, and that's why I got upset.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right. We're going to have an open moment. So you feel like this is a loss for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to have an open conversation here on the podcast, and this is important that we have this. So I appreciate this moment.
Okay.
You are high-functioning, mild to moderate autism spectrum disorder. That is what they used to call Asperger's. I know.
Asperger's.
No, okay, don't say it again because we're children's.
Okay.
Okay, so,
but on a pan.
Okay, don't. But that is what they used to call it. They no longer, as of the DSM-5, refer to it as such. Psychiatrists now refer to it as autism spectrum disorder. You have no mental impairment whatsoever. You're extremely bright, very intelligent.
Wait, Dad. Did you just say my type of autism is Asperger?
It would have been, yes. Do you want to hear the rest of it?
Yes.
Okay, you have no mental impairment. You have... we read it all to you.
Well, I have an impairment.
Yes,
you're glasses.
No, you have a chronic social impairment.
Well, this is an impairment. Needing glasses is an impairment.
Yes, I understand. But there's a social component, and then there's also the element of the repetitive motion as well, too. So the stimming, and then also the problem with fine motor.
You mean motor stimulus, I think it is?
Yeah, motor stimulus. So, you've got all of that.
Wait, I mean motor stereotypy?
Primary motor stereotypy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's all there. And it's in there.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I'm also disabled.
Yeah.
1 in 4 people in America is disabled. When I get to fill out those boxes on... for the Americans with Disabilities Act, when they ask on jobs for interview questions whether or not you're considered disabled because of bipolar disorder.
You check that off.
I have to check that off should I choose, because there are certain rights afforded to me as well, too. So now there's a disclosure on Potato Salad Marmalade about my bipolar disorder. But here's the most important
thing. Wait,
that's
a disability?
Yes.
That's definitely not a type of autism.
No, it's not. Autism...
Yeah.
Autism spectrum disorder. You aren't...
So I have autism spectrum disorder.
Yes.
You have bipolar
disorder. Yes. Carter?
So we both have disorders.
Yes. Carter?
Wow.
I want to make it clear. You are not autistic. You have a disorder. You are not that. I am not bipolar. I have bipolar disorder. I can identify as Sean and a father and a redhead, but I am not bipolar. I am not the disease.
Yeah.
I have a disease. I have what they call a brain-based disease. It's an illness.
Oh, it's a brain-based disease?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and identify as someone that is my disorder. And regardless of how anyone wants to confuse that or move that around, I don't want you at any point to think to yourself that you're less special or less wonderful or less valuable a human being because of a piece of paper. It's important that you know that there are going to be challenges and limitations. The same way I'm telling you right now, Carter, I got bad news today.
What?
I got really bad news today. I had one of the worst days of my life today.
Seriously?
And I wanted to sit down and podcast with you because I find no greater joy than sitting in this tiny, sticky, stinky little office and being on these microphones with you.
Are you kidding?
No.
I love you.
I love you too. Carter,
yeah.
Remember we used to play Uno all the time?
Yes.
Remember you were such a bad loser that you would stack all of the cards, all the reverses and draw fours, and you'd play them all right at once to everyone so that we couldn't get rid of our cards and you'd win?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not really a good loser.
Yeah, I bet. It's kind of true. But I still think that... That reminds me of that thing that I saw. The Uno one. It was like this cool new one. It's like Uno triple stack or something. It's kind of like a Y shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it like place the cards down on one deck. And when it... I think it's kind of odd. And like... If you... Like, it can literally spray the cards out at you, and I thought that sounded pretty cool.
It does sound cool. We used to play Uno at least once a night.
When
we lived at the other house.
365 times of Uno.
No. We probably made it 40, 50, but once a night for a bit. You were crazy about Uno. You loved Uno.
I still do love Uno.
Wow, that's cool.
But my new favorite is Othello's. That's pretty good.
You like Othello?
I love Othello.
So what happens if you lose a game of Othello? What happens when you lose?
I'd be a good loser. And don't mind about it.
You know what?
Because it literally says... I think it says, like...
You know what Dad's bad at?
What?
Losing in bubble hockey.
Oh.
This past Saturday, I was playing in Bubble Bash at Mr. Eric's house. And I was paired up in doubles with a kid named Ben. Nice kid, but Ken. But Ben had never played before. And Ben was a sweet kid, but Ben was not good. Ben was coachable, which is one of my favorite traits in any sport. But Ben was not good. And Ben was not going to win on his own. So my back hurt. You know why my back hurt?
Why?
From carrying that relationship.
Mom's going to be so mad when she hears the episode and she's like, oh, he's gone down.
He used that line everywhere now. Yeah, so and I tried not to be grumpy. I lost 7 times in one night.
7? Gee.
Yep.
I could not imagine that.
Nope. I couldn't either, but it happened. It's the worst record I've had anything since going to John Gaffney's house.
Oh.
John Gaffney is one of the best bubble hockey players in the country, and that way now you guys have context. He has leagues in his house every other Tuesday up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, the beautiful Pennsylvania, bud. How long is it from Maryland to Pennsylvania?
It's 1 hour and 54 minutes to his house.
Sheesh.
Shibby.
Three-dimensional shibby. Three-dimensional shibby. Three-dimensional shibby. Three-dimensional shibby.
Three-dimensional shibby.
You should turn that into a song.
I think it should be our theme music. Three-dimensional shibby. Three-dimensional shibby.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
We could record a theme song once and then add, like, cool sound effects and stuff to it to make it sound better. And then we could replace the old-fashioned with that.
That would be pretty cool. The only problem with doing that is that it would require money and effort.
Money, money, money. Money. Huh. It's money. It's nothing personal. It's money.
money, 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 ain't got no. Oh, did I hear the money?
Oh, Hassan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm very good. I heard money and I came running from upstairs.
Ooh.
Mr. Carter, I wanted to give you this money.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for letting me borrow $60 so I could take Jocelyn out on a nice date.
Oh, you're welcome.
She's a big fan of the Tiaco BL.
Ooh.
Wait, did you just say you took her to Taco Bell? No, I took her to Tiaco BL.
Oh, yeah, that sounds totally different than Taco Bell, Dad.
Not at all, dude. That sounds definitely 100% like Taco Bell.
No, it's...
Oh, well, thank you, Carter. I just wanted to stop in and say, hey, man, that sweatshirt is fly. Where'd you get that sweatshirt?
I got it from Old Navy. It's Mandalorian.
Oh, I like it. Can I borrow it sometime? I've lost some LBs while doing the push-ups.
Okay.
I've been doing Wii Fit Sports.
Good point.
I've been doing the push-ups on the balance board.
Oh.
You know what?
I don't think we even know that.
Carter, I bought one. I bought it off Mercari. Mercari.
Oh, I thought you meant Mercari.i.
What's Mercari.i? Oh, is that like Taco or Tiaco.bl or whatever? Hey, don't make fun of me. It's Tiaco.bl. Oh, man.
No, just say Taco.bl.
No.
Tiaco BL. Do it. Take it.
Oh, I've got to go. Thank you for the money, Carter. Mr. Sean, good to see you. I'll be downstairs.
Okay. All right,
bud. It was good to see you.
Maybe I should try Tiaco BL.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's crazy. That guy's nuts. Oh, he's always a blast. He's always showing up at weird times. All
Wait,
right.
Who knows? Maybe Tiaco BL is just an Italian Taco Bell that maybe it's that Italian restaurant.
You gotta be honest with
you. With the drive-thru.
It's the Italian restaurant, the drive-thru that we saw in Baltimore. I'm gonna be honest with you. It sounds like Jocelyn has an iron stomach if she just ate $60 worth of Tiaco BL. Because that's an awful lot of Tiaco BL if it's an Italian restaurant with the drive-thru.
But maybe it was for us, Han, too.
Oh, God, they're so sick to their stomach right now. I hope they're not using the bathroom in the Wii. Oh, that would be ironic if they're going...
Just imagine, like, pressing the eject button on the Wii to take out the disc, and you just see poop smudge on it.
Ah, you're gross. You get grosser the older you get. We started this when you were 6 and you were so sweet and funny and talked about weird things, and now you're just gross.
Sorry, but there's Tiaco BL.
Tiaco BL is a thing.
The Italian. I still find that funny.
It's the Italian restaurant with the drive-thru in Baltimore.
Wait, didn't it also have curbside pickup?
Curbside pickup is normal, though. What's not normal is a drive-thru in an Italian restaurant. That is really weird. I can't imagine getting... The thing is, for everyone at home, the part that's funny about it is not that it has a drive-thru. It's that you can order from the drive-thru. But, like, there's a menu where you can be like, yeah, I'd like a thing of lasagna, like a hoagie. With meatball sub. Claire, what do you want? Yeah, I want the squid. With the squid and lasagna platter. And what do you want, Jeff? Jeff will have the, we want the zucchini wheels appetizer. And can I also get, can I get the linguine with white clam sauce? And, yeah, we'll get that to go. Oh, yeah, because we're in the drive-thru. Yeah, and there's a drive-thru with a menu. Like, that's the best part. So Carter and I are determined to find where this is. So if you're in Baltimore and you know where this is, email us at hey@potatosaladmarmalade.com. If you work there, get us a coupon because we're totally down to come. And we would love to wear your shirts and stuff on the next video podcast that we do on Spotify. But for now, we have to go to break because we do have a sponsor we need to promote this week. It is not the drive-thru restaurant or Tiaco.
No, it is. It is.
I want to be their sponsor. Like $20 would be worth it. It'd be the best $20 ever. We're going to break here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Laid.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
Check. Ciao! And we're back here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade. This segment here is dedicated to Play School, the toy company that didn't hire me when I graduated from college, but I wanted to work for because I like children's toys.
Wait, seriously? Play School?
Yeah, they interviewed me coming out of the college and they said I had no experience, but they offered me an internship that was unpaid but wanted me to work and live in the area for no money. Play School.
They want you to do free labor.
Yeah, that's what internships are.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Play School. So, play dates. That's what we're talking about here. We're going to talk about our favorite play date of all time and where we went. Do we remember? Because the second segment is always the micro segment. Then we clip it back and then we do what did we learn. So, micro segment beginning now. Favorite play date of all time, Carter. What was your favorite playdate that you ever recall?
First time I played with Trey.
Okay.
I admit, Trey's my best friend. I think he's awesome. He's like a cool dude. He's a jock. I don't know what else to say. He's kind of jock. Literally.
So to summarize what you said, your favorite time ever at a playdate
was playing for the first time with Trey.
Do you remember the first time where you were?
Yes, at his house, I think. Remember? Yeah, I think it was at his house.
We'll have to set up another playdate soon. That sounds super memorable. Do you remember what you did?
Yes, we, I think the first time I played was I played with another one of Trey's friends, too, which was, believe it or not, named Carter.
That's pretty cool. He's got three Carters in his life.
Yes.
Which is really funny. There's long haired Carter, isn't there blonde haired Carter, and there's athletic Carter, right?
No, athletic Carter is blonde haired Carter.
Oh. So there's blonde haired Carter and fun Carter and long haired Carter.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, no. Describe me as Fortnite Carter.
Okay, so there's Fortnite. Glasses Carter, Fun Time Carter, and Athletic Carter.
I just said Fortnite Carter.
Long Hair Carter, Fun Time Carter, and Athletic Carter. Okay, fine. There's Fortnite Glasses Long Hair Carter, Athletic Carter, and Fun Time Carter.
Yay.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You want to know my favorite play date ever?
What?
So the story goes that my friend Mike Rubino, in every birthday party for Rubino, we'd watch wrestling and we'd eat too much cake and then we'd go in the front yard and we'd have a Royal Rumble match and we would wrestle and beat the holy heck out of each other until only one of us survived inside the fake ring in his front yard. And usually the biggest kid survived. And you know who the biggest kid was? Me.
Yeah, guess it.
Yeah, I Andre the Giant-ed my way through my neighbor friends. I would pick them up and throw them over the lawn. I would throw them in the driveway. Yep.
That reminds me of Will's backyard. Will's backyard is literally all the way to like a hay field or whatever. It's really cool because like his dad's place, it's like he just has this ginormous yard and it goes all the way down for like I think it goes down for a mile.
Wow, that's really cool. You should run it. How long do you think it would take you to run a mile? Just guess.
I don't know.
I'll tell you this much. My fastest right now...
A minute.
It'd take me 10 minutes to run a mile right now if I ran the fastest I could. There's no way you could run it that much faster than me. Your legs are so little, and you get tired easily.
I'd be sprinting.
So where's the worst playdate you've ever had? Have you ever had a playdate that you're like, oh my gosh, I just want this playdate to end?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Don't say the person's name, but where was it?
It wasn't the kid's fault. It was the other kid's fault.
Okay.
So I was at my friend's house, and I and we were playing a joke version Attack on Titan thing, and then I accidentally hit the other kid, which is also my friend, with the plastic sword I had, my hands on the back, and I didn't mean to hurt him, and I was sorry for hurting him, but he kind of was on a one-set track, which was like Kill Carter, and he stood right up, picked the sword back up, and started hitting me on the back again, and again, and thankfully, my friend, he came back in to help, and he stopped him from doing it. And thankfully, I was literally crying on the floor.
Wow. Well, you're going to have conflicts with friends.
My friend's mom, she called my mom and told her to pick me up, and my mom was racing over here. Mom was racing over here.
Well, you were okay. You want to know my worst playdate?
What?
So we had this friend who's... I'll tell you his first name. His name is Eddie. And no one in the neighborhood liked him because he was mean. And he was a bully. And...
Then why were you friends with him?
I wasn't. And I felt bad for him. This goes along the lines of how I was nice to everyone as a person, as a kid. I'm still nice to everyone. And I give too much credit to people at times. And he was very much like he burnt G.I. Joes in the woods. He would cut up your baseball cards. He said he had a remote control car that the guy got out of the car and like moved the doors and steering wheel with magnets on his hands and feet. Like just stuff that did not exist. His mom invited us all for dinner and I agreed and all my friends agreed and they didn't go. So I was the only one there. So he played with Ninja Turtles, and then he broke all their limbs off in front of me. And then, like, he starts stabbing times... you know what TV Guide is? It's a magazine where, like, you could see all the time. Like, you know on TV now where you can see, like, the listings for...
Oh, yeah, I know.
They used to have a magazine for that because the TVs didn't do that. There used to be, like, a magazine you had to buy every week to get that listing. To know, Carter, that was legitimately a thing, a book. You had to get a book at the grocery store to know when shows are going to be on. Anyway... He, like, starts stabbing it with a knife. Like, okay, so...
I'm guessing he blamed it on you?
No, not even. That was just crazy. So we went to sit at the table, and I'm sitting next to him, and his mom is like... They made dinner. They made, like, chicken, breaded chicken or whatever. It's just me, and she's like, I'm so thankful you came. Oh, I can't find my salad tongs. I'll just have to toss it with my hands. So she pours salad dressing over and then tosses it with her hands. Worst playdate ever. It was Eddie. I wonder what happened. I don't remember his last name. I really don't.
Wait, were you...
If you talk to Ritig, Ritig would tell you right now what his last name... I just remember what his last name was. I'm not going to tell you his last name was, but I would love to look him up. I don't even remember what he looked like. I'd love to look him up on Facebook and see what he is, and I hope he did well with his life. I sincerely doubt that he did. I want him to have done well. I doubt that he did well for himself.
I honestly think people who do bad things, I think they get what they deserve.
Well, it's karma.
Well, I think...
Sometimes.
I honestly...
That goes back to the losing point from before, Carter.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you lose, you have to hope that the karma incurred by the person committing that mean thing is going to be enough, because you're not always going to be the one putting it on them. It's not your job to deal justice.
Or assign karma.
Correct. It's not. That's the courts. That's a jury. That's God. That's Hashem.
You didn't have to go that far.
Carter, but that's who dictates right or wrong or fairness or justice. Your job is kindness and care and concern and love. Sometimes losing is okay, because we can't win them all. Life isn't fair. We'll be back in a moment here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Laid.
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 In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Carter, what did we learn this week?
I learned that your worst playdate literally sounds like my worst war nightmare.
It was pretty bad, I'll be honest with you, but I'm gonna hope against all possibility that he turned out all right, because I saw a pretty bad evening in his home, and things didn't look like they were gonna turn out okay.
I learned that sometimes you just can't get swifty.
You know what I learned, Carter?
What?
I learned that sometimes you can't catch them all.
I wish Ash knew that, but he just doesn't care.
I learned that no matter how hard you try, every rose has its thorn.
Yep.
I learned that you're really, really brave for talking about ADHD and autism spectrum disorder and listening to me talk about bipolar disorder this week. And I want to thank you for sharing that. And you know what I know? I love you.
I love you too.
Lastly, we don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.
Al piñón.